Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait. I am so on edge right now. Mike, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I guess I'm getting there. I'm working my way up to it.
Goodness gracious.
Maintain a balance and even strength. Talk about the Falcons. You know, I don't be the hype man. I've been the hype man before, and I've fallen flat on my face.
I cannot wait to get up there and see what this team is going to look like. I mean, right now, Mike, the excitement is so palpable right now. How do you feel?
I guess, yeah, you could say it's there. I'm amping up right now a little bit. You know.
So I guess Mike won't rise up next season. He'll hashtag settle down. I've got guys saying, I'm waffling, equivocating. No, I mean, look, you know me. We're having fun with it like every other year. Every other season, the same goes for the Hawks, same goes for the Braves, but specifically for the Falcons, I will get amped up, I will get hyped, and I will believe this team's going to win 10 or more games, and we're going to the playoffs.
There we go.
But...
What?
Last 7 years, that ain't been the case.
Oh, that's true.
I even told the listeners, you know, if we can run the ball well enough, Ritter can get the job. I said that. And then I did say 2 years prior, said... Tua was a bum. Don't expect. I had no expectations
Mariota.
That year. I said Tua. Mariota. Tua. I mean, he's got to stay healthy. But yeah, Mariota. A couple years back. Oh. You know, it's been such a weird situation. Now this year, I think people are energized, and the reason you're excited, and a lot of guys are going, "Come on, Mike, get on the bandwagon."
Get on, Mike.
Is because you got a quarterback that you believe in. Maybe the rest of the country doesn't know as much about him as we do, but we believe in this guy.
We do. And everybody reported today. We're going to talk about it because we got a few quotes from guys, again, that spoke to the media today. Caden Ellis, right. Chris Lindstrom spoke, and also Bijan Robinson. Mike, I got to mention this because our buddy Dave O'Brien put this out there. And the Braves lose today. But Strider, after today, said that the Braves' performance has been embarrassing. And he made sure to note that especially this includes his own performance. He said players have talked for 2 months about how they might be saying goodbye to some friends before the trade deadline if the team didn't play better.
Reality check.
100%. So that's Strider. That's Strider right. Today. Here's the deal. And look, I appreciate it because it is honest. You know, he's not sitting there trying to blow smoke.
Right.
But for Strider, this is it's not embarrassing just for us. Obviously, it's embarrassing for the players who are on the field. And he is owning exactly what we've been talking about. And Mike, to say, hey, if we don't get our blank straight, we're going to be saying goodbye to a bunch of guys in here probably when the trade deadline rolls
That's
around.
That's it. And by the way, you might be saying goodbye to Brian Snicker. I haven't heard anything about his contract. He's technically a lame duck. This is the last year of his present contract, you know, with the Braves. And I'm not sure he wants to sign up for any more of this, especially if the Braves are not even going to get near the luxury tax. They don't want to spend any more money. But, yeah, Strider saying that. You know what I like about it? He's stating the obvious. He's calling out his teammates. But the problem is he's not an everyday player. Chris Sale's got that kind of dog in him. Strider's got that dog in him. This is the same problem the Braves had back in the 90s and 2000s. I mean, your big alpha dogs were Maddox and Smoltz and Glavin. You know, and later on, Chipper took that mantle when those guys went away. But you need to have your every – somebody on – begin to hear Ronald say that, you know, or Austin Riley to say that.
Yeah.
You know, or Matt Olson. But Matt Olson and Austin Riley are not wired that way. But I mean, I love it. You know, Strider wears his heart on his sleeve, but good for him. Yes, it's been embarrassing. Yes, guys are going to be traded because you didn't do your job.
It's that simple. Wanted to mention that.
A little late to hear it. Would have been good to hear this in May as the season was slipping away. But yeah. I mean, but I still like where he's coming from
I do too. So Braves lose today. Franco says, Dukes, man. I'm like Mike on this. I'm tired of all the hype every season. We need to win. Franco, I'm not saying that we don't need to win. What I'm telling you is there's a lot of reason for optimism. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
We had a good enough team. We were in a position to be in the playoffs. We had extenuating circumstances. You know, that could be the, you know what? If there was a book about last year, extenuating circumstances.
It'd be a good title.
You know, for Kirk Cousins. But yeah, we know what we're able to do. And that was a defense we don't even think is as good as this defense.
I agree. All right. As far as guys reporting today, now we're back to Falcons camp. I just want to mention that Braves thing because right. It's like,
hey, good. You know what? Again, that a boy, Spencer. I'm 100%. Unfortunately, you know, we needed somebody who was an everyday player to say that before the season got lost. I mean, look, guys can't hit. A guy just basically saying, you guys suck. Maybe not get a guy to hit. But, I mean, it's from a fan standpoint, I don't know. It does feel a bit cathartic. Am I wrong? I'd love to hear a guy actually state what we are all feeling. But nobody in that locker room or clubhouse, I should say, has the balls to say it.
Well, and here's the thing. It's you could have the balls, but you also have to be a player.
You got to back it up.
You got to be a guy that's showing up, too. That's the other part of this. Today, by the way, as we mentioned, guys reported. Tomorrow we're live at camp. A reminder, we'll be at camp every day. Those open practices, guys. All of our shows will be there. Morning Shift Steakhouse, Andy and Randy. We'll be broadcasting live from Hooters, not just tomorrow, but we get into next week. We'll be there Tuesday, Thursday. Then we'll be up there for 3 days in early August straight in the following week until camp breaks, guys, because we're all over this. But today, and one of the interesting things that was said, and this is Chris Lindstrom talking about the rookies, he was said that the preparation, he was really taken back and surprised at how well they played in OTAs and certainly mandatory minicamp. Now, this is not games, but I think game recognizes game. And I also right. think when you're practicing against guys and you start to realize, hey, this rookie's got a little something. Like, there are guys that you get in camp and you go, all right, I don't know, he's got some work to do. And there are other guys you're like, okay, this guy's ready to play. And the sense I get from Chris Lindstrom is saying, Mike, on the rookie class, he was really impressed. And we keep talking about as a show, we're going to need some of these rookies to perform at a high level, man. Look, it goes beyond Jalen, right? Pierce, those guys are the first two first-round picks. Yes, they have to perform. But we need to get some production. Like, Xavier Watts has got to play well, Mike. I mean, you know, Billy from Oklahoma. We got to get some other guys in this rookie class, the guys we drafted,
right.
to really help with this defense.
Yeah, man. This team has got the opportunity. With A.J. Terrell, you know, we talked about, you know, Hughes. Mike Hughes does a good job. Maybe doesn't, you know, check all the boxes for some Falcon fans, but statistically, there are guys that are worse than him, and that's not a ringing endorsement at the corner. But the safety. Jesse Bates is a playmaker. Jesse Bates is one of the top, you know, I think one of the top 25 players in this league. For what he means to this team,
yep.
you win games because of him. And so you add these young guys in there whose experience is all ball hawking. I mean, you look at Xavier Notre Dame, man, he led college football in 3 years and turnovers. So these are guys that get after it, and it totally fits in the Jesse Bates mode. And then how does Ulbrich, you know, mold it all together? You and I have said it for guys who missed the show this week. Where you been? Is the interior of the defensive line. That's the question mark. Can Rook Arororo validate being the 35th guy taken a year ago? And be like the Kool-Aid man, which is going to make everybody better on that defense.
Kyle Pitts strutted into camp today, literally for a moment. Took a slow-mo kind of walk and a strut. And we brought this up because, you know, Kyle looks like he's ready to have some fun. Hopefully he's loose. If you're saying, well, what's the difference? Kyle Pitts over the last 4 years has kind of been just a quiet dude. He's just kind of been there. He doesn't say a whole lot, and not that he needs to, but Mike – you know, his play's got to speak louder than anything he's going to do. But today, to see him have some fun and walking in, and his guys reported, we brought that up to start the show. It's just fun. We hope nothing but the best. We need Kyle Pitts.
Right.
Let's quote Raheem, Mike. We need Kyle Pitts to be the best
Kyle Pitts that he can be.
That's right. That's right.
General manager's on record with that. And his OC said that. But you and I were talking about this earlier. You hadn't seen the video. Day-Day, have we posted that video of Kyle Pitts walking in, doing his little kind of like...
That's what I was just talking about.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but have we posted it?
I don't know.
I want to see the listeners get their reaction on it, because not everybody's seen it. Because I kind of liked it. I mean, I took the attitude of maybe Kyle's like, yeah, I heard all this stuff, and I'm going to play loose this year. You know? Or, I don't know. I mean, or is he just messing with us? I don't know.
I look, maybe at the end of the day, he has more confidence then we're giving him credit for, because I believe Mike, as quarterback, has instilled a little bit of that in him in this offseason and saying, hey, I need you, and I'm going to go to you and we're going to get you to rock. And if somebody tells you that, like, think about the years that he's been here. Matt Ryan came in. He was great this first season. Then, to Mike's point, we just talked about the quarterbacks that he played under those two previous years, right? And then you get to last year, and there was this sense like, okay, finally he's got a guy that's going to get in the ball. There was no connection between Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts.
Small sample size. You know what I mean? There was tiny, like I said, the best game, arguably that road game in Tampa, where he had the two touchdowns, where he really was, you know, and again, was it a check down? Was it a design? See, that's the thing. We get into this argument all the time about Pitts is how much, and some fans just don't get the personal responsibility thing, and they'll never, ever understand where we're coming from. That's on you, man. That's not on us. But, I mean, when you hear guys like Greg Olsen and you've heard Rodney Harrison on Sunday Night Football basically saying this guy is too soft for how big he is and athletic he is, or he's not running the routes, and that's from a tight end. So that stuff is out there, and there's a percent. Those guys are saying it. Other people are saying that around the league, Carl. So is there going to be some accountability? Has he heard enough people calling him out that he's going to look in the mirror and bring some heat, you know, and put the work in, which may be missing?
Maybe.
But then is it too far gone that Zach Robinson doesn't trust him anyway? And there's other weapons. And where does he fall on that pecking order? I would still think in a year he's earning a pretty good paycheck as a top four pick in his fifth year option that he can still be a big weapon, regardless of where he goes from there.
Yeah, you bring up the trust factor. Look, he's got to. I'm talking about the OC. He's got to trust him. You got to trust him until you can't.
Or maybe Penix can be the guy that rejuvenates this guy's career. I mean, Day-Day and I were talking about this earlier. When you look at where the Falcons are, we're just talking about the Cowboys, where the Falcons are going, you're not going to move on from Drake, you're not going to move on from Bijan. All of a sudden, you start running out of money, you know? That's why it's important that Pierce and Jalen Walker and Rook really hit the ground running for these next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's true. Bijan, by the way, talking about McCaffrey's recovery process is one of the biggest things he learned from the fellow star running back this offseason, talking about his body and getting things right. That's an interesting comment because, again, McCaffrey's going through some injury situations. And, you know, Bijan said, look, I learned a lot just, you know, hanging out. He worked with him for a full month with Christian McCaffrey in L.A. So you want some insight there? That's great stuff. And he says, I think it was really cool hanging out with the vet like McCaffrey, being a brother to me. So, you know, we talk about the edge rushers and the tight ends and all these groups getting together. Well, now you're seeing the running backs and a guy like Bijan saying, hey, Christian, I'm going to come out and hang out with you. And it's receptive. And so, Mike, we think that Bijan's going to be a top three back this year. There's no reason why he shouldn't be.
Hey, if nothing else, how many guys won your fantasy league having Bijan? You know, Bijan was a big part of my team because he was a big part of our team and the way they use him. Still would love to see those. I don't know, maybe we're thinking like a Madden game, bunch formations, getting him out there in motion, just kind of create some mismatches against some of those defenses. Some of that stuff I hope we're going to see. Maybe Zach, by the way, you think Zach expands the playbook? We get a little,
of course.
It's got to be, right? It has to.
Yes. I've said this a ton of times, and I know people don't want to hear it or maybe accept it. You were limited in what you could do with Kirk Cousins because of where he was physically last year. You just were. And even Kirk Cousins, if you watch the quarterback show, he admitted it's much.
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
Yeah, I know. One of the big things, and are we going to talk to Grant coming up here? We are, okay, because Braves game is over. They lose again. Strider with some strong comments about the team. We'll talk to him coming up here in less than 5 minutes. One of the biggest things that I took today was Chris Lindstrom saying, and I think this is important for us, not Mike and I, I'm talking about just the fan base. I think we, he's talking about the team, all know there's a responsibility to the fan base and to the city to perform. They know. And I think that's important to acknowledge. We can go up there, guys, and talk about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Look, they understand that where this is right now is not where we want to be. And they know because they hear it from their friends and their family and their neighbors. They know. Chris Lindstrom is owning this. We know. There's a responsibility to you guys and to this city to perform. Okay, well, let's go do it then.
Right. We talked about being up there at mandatory minicamp. And A.J. Terrell, you know, we just on the record and off the record talking about, you know, some things about, you know, where it's at. You brought it up earlier. He's never been in a playoff game.
It's crazy.
His biggest games in his life were at Clemson, you know, or Westlake, right? He was Westlake boy.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, now it's time for us to get it in gear. We were on pace to be hosting a playoff game or more last year. But again, that's why when you asked me to start the segment, I'm trying not to. It's hard not to get back to look back at last season.
But
there are some positives to take from it before the wheels came off.
It's easy to get into a rut because it just hasn't felt like it's getting better, and so they got to give us a reason. Mike, he's right about. Like, I'm overly excited because I just feel like again in some of the conversations I've had with people about where these guys are. they know the task at hand. But I also feel like this is going to be a real coming out party for Michael Penix.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, like, week six, watch. Watching all the specials and the little segments that are going to be had about Michael Penix. And wow, we didn't know he was this good. The arm talent and all this crap you're going to be hearing, because people have been reluctant to go there. And I think that is part of the excitement for me, Mike. And then, you know, again, we haven't stretched the field like we need to. You have a guy that can do that again. We did it with Matt Ryan. You have another guy now that can do it. Think, how many bombs did Kirk Cousins throw last year? Seriously.
The vertical passing game? Not much.
40 yards or more down the field.
I gotta look at the explosive plays are yards after the catch. You know, Drake.
I'm talking about letting it go and let your wide receiver go get it.
The biggest one, I would say the Darnell Mooney toss in Tampa.
Okay.
About like a 35-yard.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Touchdown.
That was a good one.
You know, that we basically threaded the needle. I was gushing about it because I was sitting right behind a bench.
And the Tampa overtime game was a catch and yak.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
So that we got to stretch the field, man.
Right. No, that's the thing with Penix. It's funny because you said that the rest of that's why the Vegas has us at 7.5 because we don't generate the kind of heat that even the Cowboys would, because we're just not a brand because we've been so bad. But you're right. Fast forward to week 6 or 7, Tom Rinaldi's in town for one of those soft acoustic guitar music. Michael Penix Jr. when he busted his knee at Washington, he thought all was over. You know what I mean? Not that sad start of it, but where he is now, he's a rock star in the NFL and doing the kind of stuff that Jaden Daniels was doing last year.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.